Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Luke Kanellis is really here. What do you know, Luke?
Luke Kanellis.
Are you telling me that you recognize the fact that maybe you did do steroids?
this is not a question that I expected from you.
Lead sports anchor for Fox 32 Chicago.
Someone told me to expect the unexpected from Ben Johnson and that he may go out and get a running back or tight end.
Is 10 too early for a kicker? Is that too? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we could do some fun things there with number 10.
All right, final question for you. Have you run into Matt LaFleur and did he give you a hard time?
I did run into him. We had a cordial handshake, and game's on.
Game on, right?
Yeah, all right,
right, I love it.
Covering Chicago sports for over 30 years.
Guys, prior to tonight's contest, Phil Jackson said this game would be dictated by how well the Bulls rebound, can Tony spell Dennis Rodman, and can his team play Olajuwon without fouling him and without the double team.
Back to Luke Kanellis with Michael Jordan.
How Michael, we've talked to you after you've lit up the joint. Now tell us what it's like, what runs through your mind when you can't hit the ball.
You know, I was really, I couldn't find a rhythm.
We are going back to Steve Cashel and Norm Van Leer.
I think one of the rudest things you could do is eat yogurt in an elevator.
Wait, why?
The smell of yogurt is repulsive. Ew.
Is there someone across the street that eats yogurt in the elevator a lot?
It's Luke Kanellis eating the chocolate.
I don't think I've ever experienced this.
It's solely Lou.
He's eating the Oikos over there, isn't
he? Right. Oikos for sure. It's got to be Oikos.
It's got to be. Nothing else will
Greek
do.
Greek yogurt only.
It's great to have you, Lou.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Hi, everybody. It is indeed the Spiegel and Holmes show. Both of those two gentlemen are off today. I am Mark Grody in, and the man about whom you just heard in that wonderful Chris Tannehill, we call him Tanny, open, it is Luke Kanellis.
Ah, Tanny, I love you. That was beautiful. And I love Cassie Carlson as well. She does such a great job, and she did not throw me under the bus. She protected me, even though I like to eat my Greek yogurt in the elevator.
So she could have. She could have called you out. That was an
repulsive.
I like that
word.
You are repulsive, sir. It's so funny because I was going to ask Tanny, Chris Tannehill, I was going to request, hey, maybe you could dig up some of the old Luke Kanellis, Michael Jordan stuff from back when he was. But I was like, there's no way he doesn't already have that. And I thought to myself, there's probably no way he's not going to have some of that in the open. And there it was. And at that moment, I'm like, this is what you should, like, you should have been, when Sammy Sosa was giving you a hard time and telling you, like, basically, like, I did not expect that from you. The heads will roll here. You will die with the rest of the non-believers. Is what I felt like was going to be the next word out of. So you should have been like, dude, do you know who I am? Do you know the people that you're pretty big in this town? But there was a guy that wore number 23 and occasionally 45, Michael Jordan, that was in this town. And for real, to some of our younger listeners out there, yes, this man right here, Lou Kanellis, was kind of the, through my eyes anyway, the original sideline reporter in this town anyway, locally. And I'm sure you could probably cite other people that did the job and did the job well as well. But you were just as part of everything that went on as anybody, because it was Lou's microphone after the game was over, and he'd be talking to, more times than not, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, whomever. But those two felt like more than anybody, and understandably.
Mark, I was so blessed in my 30s to have that part of my career, and to have guys like MJ and Pip and Dennis Rodman and Ron Harper and Phil Jackson that were part of those broadcasts. But guys, the two men that really paved the way for sideline reporters were Ahmad Rashad. Whether you liked him or not, he had a special relationship with MJ, always did a solid job, former professional athlete, and the great and late Craig Sager.
Yeah.
I just loved watching, who was one of the nicest gentlemen you'd ever meet, who had one of the top wardrobes you'd ever see with his, you know, different types of sport jackets out there. And they challenged me in those days on the sidelines. You know, it's funny because I have a 7-year-old daughter, Gia, now.
Yeah.
And I know Gia's listening.
Oh, and hi, Gia.
And Gia just, you know, she wasn't around, obviously, during the 90s when I was doing Bulls sidelines. And it's tough because you try to explain to her who Michael Jordan was, and she's at that age where she just doesn't get it yet. But over the last year, she's heard about Michael Jordan more and more. And there is someone on social media, on Instagram, and I can't exactly think of what his handle is right now, but he will post some of those old interviews. And recently, one that actually went viral was MJ and I were talking outside of the locker room in Charlotte following a game. So on the road, I would talk to Michael outside of the Bulls locker room, and at home, it'd be on the United Center floor.
Sure.
And in Charlotte, outside of the locker room, the players would go behind me, and some would throw a towel over my head, or they would hit me from behind. But this one time, Ron Harper cracked MJ in the back of the head as he walked into the locker room. And if you see the video, I don't know if you've ever seen a real angry Michael Jordan.
Oh, I mean.
But he turned around and he was ready to get it on with someone who hit him in the back of the head on live TV.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
Oh, and Harp of all. But I think once he knew it was Ron Harper, he's probably like, oh, it's Harp.
Okay. Oh, that was one of his guys.
Right.
I mean, Harp and MJ were best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now that I'm thinking of, and I don't want to go down this whole wormhole, but like I think of Ron Harper when he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was sort of MJ-esque.
Yeah,
in
he
terms
was baby
of his,
MJ.
Baby, like one of the many. And then he, through injury. And
well, he suffered the horrific ACL injury. That really sidelined his career.
It did. And he remained a terrific defensive player. That's why he started for those teams, right? It wasn't the whatever 10, 12 points he put up a game. It was the lockdown defense that a man named Harp did play.
Michael had such great respect for his game that when he became a free agent, the Bulls went out and signed him. Jerry Krause made the move, brought him in. And what was great about Ron Harper back then was Harp knew his role. He knew he was on the roster not to score 25, 30 points a game. He was on the roster to make sure he locked down the glove, Gary Payton.
The glove.
Okay. And no one harassed players in the backcourt as well as Ron Harper. He had that terrific wingspan, remember?
Yes, yeah.
And because he played to his role so well, it was one of the big reasons why the Bulls were able to rattle off 6 world championships. Guys knew their roles. They knew 23 was the number one score, 33 was the number two score, and also a heck of a defender. And Dennis was out there to rebound.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That was... the roles were known on that team, and that's part of why it worked, and that's part of why Phil Jackson lasted as long as he did, that he made those parts right. We'll continue to talk about such things throughout the show here today. But Bruce, why do I keep wanting to call you Bruce? And I did it backstage, and I just did it again. Lou.
I love Kanellis. Bruce Levine.
Yeah, no, Bruce is the best. Bruce is the best. But you're not Bruce. You are Lou. The Bears minicamp is over. They are done. The bell has rung for recess. until training camp, basically, except for an OTA here or there that will not be heavily attended by veteran players. That just typically doesn't happen.
But Roma Dunze said he was going to show up.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, okay. Good. Maybe there will be something. Maybe the new coach effect will bring more players there. But this mini camp, I'm trying to sum up the way I felt about, like, just in a couple of sentences, what I thought about this three-day Bears mini camp. And what I will say about it is that it looked similar to what I've seen in the past with mini camps and OTAs and training camps, even if you would like, in that the play looks similar. Like, Caleb Williams, the defense does appear to have gotten the better of the offense on the days more often than not. On the days that we got to see, now Wednesday, the day you and I were both there, that was a good Caleb Williams day, and we could talk about that. But it is similar in that more rough moments for the offense than good moments for the offense. What is different, though, is the sound of the practices and the sound of what the players and the coaches are saying. I could say even literally with the voices that we are hearing, with just a more animated form of coaching that we're seeing, with Ben Johnson stopping plays or getting in players' faces and then telling the media afterwards why it was wrong. So the attention to detail, which everybody is going to boast. Everybody's going to tell you that they're really paying attention to detail. And I'm sure we heard it in the previous regimes, but this one in particular seems to be breaking it down just a little bit more than others at this point. So those are two big takeaways. And I think the other one, too, is that this has been, in terms of the chat, the social media, the reaction to the Bears, it is hot out there when it comes to Caleb Williams and the expectations that he has and the assumption from so many people that he's still going to be great. And if you say anything that is even slightly askew to that, people are not liking. So it's high sensitivity time right now for Caleb Williams, and why not?
I'm with those fans mm-hmm. that are challenging the critics of Caleb Williams, the detractors, in that, listen, I think that this is his opportunity to show us why we were told he should be the number one pick in the draft, and he is potentially going to be a generational quarterback. All right, it is his time. He needs to be a top 10 quarterback. Maybe it doesn't happen this first year under Ben Johnson, because it will take time. It will take time for him to learn the new scheme, to learn his new teammates, to learn what makes his head coach tick, his offensive coordinator, his new quarterback's coach. I get it. But when it's all said and done, and I'm talking about year two under Ben Johnson, he better be one of the top 10 quarterbacks out there, or the Bears fail with that number one pick.
Wow, so you're giving him until year two.
I'm giving year two, which would be year three, right, so on his contract, and year four, it's time for a new deal or else.
Right. But so right, do you look at this, though, as like a developmental year then for Caleb Williams?
No, it's not a develop. He's beyond developing.
Okay.
All right. He's already played in the NFL. All right. He already can look on tape at his warts, at where he needs help. All right. He has been given a much better offensive line. If he's running for his life this year and is sacked 68 times, then everyone out there, fans, Ryan Poles, head coach Ben Johnson, we were all wrong. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Caleb Williams is going to be given time to throw the football effectively and move this team on offense with arguably one of the top five offensive minds in the game. Just let me go back to what you originally said, and that was, it looked the same, but sounded differently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, it looked the same, but I can't tell you how much I was fixated on Ben Johnson, thinking to myself, it wasn't long ago, this guy was coaching tight ends in Miami. All right, not considered one of the great offensive minds in football, and I don't know what he was making. If you want to go back to when he was a quality control coach, making nothing in the NFL, and today he's got 13 years, $5 million a season, $65 million guaranteed, and guess what? Every millionaire that plays on that roster is listening to what he has to say. Whether they agree with it or not, there is one sheriff on that practice field, and it's Ben Johnson. And to me, I watch the players, and he had all their attention because he's got the five-year deal. He ain't going anywhere. And the other guys, all right, some of them, a guy like Sweat's not going to be cut with the money that he's got coming. But some of the other guys, either you're going to play to his level or get out.
He comes in with credibility unlike any of his predecessors, I think, before. And I'll just keep it at Matt Eberflus. When Matt Eberflus was named as the head coach, we were all looking up Matt Eberflus. Who the hell is Matt Eberflus? I didn't hear, like, that name didn't sound familiar to me when that first got announced that Matt Eberflus was the head coach. And that goes the same for the players. You got to look this guy up. Okay, sounds pretty good. In the case of Ben Johnson, he is the star candidate. So everybody's heard of him. He's out there. So, yeah, they are going to pay attention until it doesn't work. And hopefully it does work for the case of the Bears. And for once, it does work that he is the guy. And that's what this season is all about. When we return, let's keep talking about the Bears here. And I have some audio, Lou, from Ben Johnson, who will give his sort of what I thought was the best summary of the three-day minicamp. And we'll react to that. And our guy Ben Johnson, Lou, is naming names. He's got a list of guys, specific players that he was talking up today. And you guys might be surprised about who those players are. Lou Canellis is here from Fox 32. I am Mark Grody. We collectively are in today for the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score. Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There was a lot of really, really good teaching tape today. Really good teaching tape. And so we're not ready for prime time yet. I think that was loud and clear over the last 3 weeks of play, but that's to be expected as well. We knew that was going to happen, and we'll look to take advantage of training camp to tighten the screws up and be ready to go week one.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
I do appreciate that admission from Ben Johnson. I mean, what team is really ready for? Well, there probably are a bunch of teams that are ready for prime time, even now in the NFL, but Ben Johnson admitting that. And their opening game is in prime time against the Minnesota Vikings. So, in other words, they ain't ready yet. And that's kind of the way I saw it. As we welcome you back into the Spiegel and, I almost won Parkins there, Spiegel and Holmes show, along with Lou Canellis. I am Mark Grody. We're here with you until the start of Cubs baseball. The Cubs at Detroit tonight. Ben Brown against Tarek Skubal. Ought to be a good one tonight. Cubs and Detroit, 6-10 right here on The Score. But yeah, man, I mean, it's too early to say that this team is going to be something at this point, Lou. But it just had that feeling of, yeah, the defense is kind of there, but not the offense yet.
Isn't ready for prime time relative? I mean, really, are they going to be ready for prime time for that first game against Minnesota on Monday Night Football?
Maybe not.
No, maybe not.
They tend not to be.
It may, well, yeah, especially on Monday nights, right? No matter whether they're home or they're on the road.
Yes, I hope that
they are, especially against J.J. McCarthy. At least I hope they are defensively so they can put the locks down on that kid.
Seriously.
As he makes his return back home. But you know, it's going to – we need to be patient.
Yeah.
We're talking about a new coach, a new coaching staff, a new scheme on both sides of the football, a lot of new players, new attitudes, guys that are healthy early on in the season, and it may take a little bit. Yeah. May take a little bit, and that's why I was one of those few guys who was actually cheering the fact that they have the bye week early on, because if they were to get off to a slow start, this is a head coach who did it throughout his time as offensive coordinator in Detroit. If things weren't working well at halftime, he made adjustments.
Yeah.
He's really good at making adjustments and finding what works. And I could see this happening with this football team, with Caleb Williams. Hey, we're going to talk about the Cubs coming up. But when the Cubs went out and hired Council, they felt that Craig Council was the best manager available. Those who thought that immediately he was going to, you know, spread sprinkle dust on this franchise and win a World Series in year one were kidding themselves. We are finding, because if you look at this roster now, yeah, Tucker's great. The fact that they were able to get Kyle Tucker is terrific. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that Craig Council knows his talent now and knows what he's doing with his pitching staff. I digress. I want to get back to the Bears. The same will hold true for Ben Johnson. He will learn his talent, and at some point, it will click with the guys on the field.
Oh, man. So that means the Bears could have a 83 and 84 and 78-esque season like the Cubs did last
year.
And make everybody be like, where is this franchise going? Is Jed Hoyer going to lose his job? Is he going to be fired? But that's what you're saying. You're saying you're allowing for that season to...
Not the whole season. I said early on.
But this is just where I'm trying to figure out where our patience level, like, what does that really mean? Because if the Bears come out and they're 3-6, but it feels better than last year, like, are we supposed to be like, okay, this is his first year, it's okay, everything seems to be heading in the right direction? Because I think that, like, Caleb Williams has to be good this year. Has to be good this year, which I would think would mean that the Bears would be good. But if he's not showing it pretty quickly this year,
define good.
That's a good question. I think, like, he comes out and let's just say he's averaging about 250 yards per game or so, maybe a little less. I would even give him, but somewhere in that territory. I wouldn't expect that he would be throwing many interceptions because he did. That was not part of his story last year. I think it was, 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So continuing to be careful with the football like he has, more yards, more downfield passing, more accuracy. I think that's sort of how it looks for me.
I think those numbers are fair, those expectations. He threw for over 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, did a really good job of protecting the football. And going into this season, we know that his offensive line will be a heck of a lot better. He has arguably a better set of playmakers, as they like to say, to get the football to. We can only hope that the defense is better, and a healthy Andrew Billings will help that. I thought that the loss of Billings 6-7 games in the last season really derailed the way the defense was playing, because suddenly they couldn't stop the run, and then they couldn't stop anything.
And throw Brisker in there, too.
Yeah, and Brisker as well, Brisker. So I think your expectations of Caleb Williams are spot on, and you're right. He should throw for 250 a game, especially with a guy like Ben Johnson calling the plays.
Yeah, I did, like, when I get all, like, confused about patience, it's because I just know that no matter what we talk about, that patience is not going to exist with Bears fans. I just know that. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is Ben Johnson after the mini camp yesterday and naming names, Lou, on who stood out in this Bears mini camp.
And did you come up with anybody who's jumped out at you that you maybe didn't expect?
Yes. Thank you for giving me a moment there. I didn't want to throw around names for no reason. Yeah, so I'd say defensively, the two guys I would tell you are Dom Robinson. He, even without the pads on, he's done a great job of consistently
speed rush up the field or countering back to the inside. He's done a really nice job there. And then, of course, he's got some special teams value that he takes a lot of pride in as well. And then I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte. I thought he's done a nice job learning. He's swimming a little bit, but he's taking it seriously. And Coach Richard Smith's done a fantastic job with him over the course of the last few weeks. On offense, I'd probably single out Joel Wilson. You saw him today with a big catch. He's kind of had one or two of those almost every OTA. And then in the running back room, Kyle Menungai has really stepped up. I appreciate the attention to detail and the pride he takes and how quickly he's picking things up as well. So that's four good names for you right there.
Well, it's official, and that's Bears head coach Ben Johnson. June is Dominique Robinson month because this was last year at this time. Hey, man, Dominique Robinson looks good. This is he's on the clock, man. So this is Dominique Robinson's time of the year, and it's got to be Joel Wilson's. By the way, Joel Wilson, number 86, a tight end out of Central Michigan, 6'4", 246.
An undrafted free agent tight end, by the way.
Yes, he's been around.
Had a touchdown catch on Thursday, so that's good. The good news, yeah. But 3 years, five different teams, and yeah, Dominique Robinson. We've been waiting. Remember Robinson's first game? I think he had two sacks.
Yeah.
So
2 years
he hasn't
ago.
Done anything in the last three seasons.
Yeah.
It's either his time now or it's time to leave.
It's right, absolutely. But this would be the time to talk about Dominique Robinson and Joel Wilson and Ruben Hippolyte. God bless and respect to all of those guys. We have to take a break here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. With Mark Grody and Luke Canales filling in, because coming up next, we'll talk NBA Finals with Denny Green, one of our Odyssey insiders, right here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.